We are a trade union, not a pressure group. Only one motion was put to the National Education Union, NEU, executive meeting, proposed by Nicky Downs, one of the NEU executive members for the West Midlands and a member of the Socialist Party. It called for a disaggregated union-wide ballot for strike and non-strike action, to win the union's covered safety and workload demands. Here are extracts from her speech. It's become clear that education workers are expendable. The students and local communities we serve are seen as unworthy of protection. This union rightly called for schools and colleges to be included in this lockdown. But, on a national level, we had nothing in the back pocket to bargain with. Our only response was to lobby. We are not a pressure group, we are a trade union. French education staff strike to close unsafe schools, and London transport workers threaten action and win. Our most at-risk staff are not being protected, nor are those that shield family members. Nearly every school in Coventry has had positive cases. And our infection rates are nowhere near that in the northern regions. It's simply not true that every at-risk staff is working from home. Some have not even had their risk assessment updated. Some fear asking for working from home. We have members that have chosen to continue to work in school. They don't want the stress of remote learning or the isolation. We are not protecting our most at-risk pupils, or protecting the children of key workers as we did in the first lockdown. So many pupils are self-isolating or ill, that schools are rarely fully open. Schools were safer for these groups of pupils in the first lockdown than they are now. The suggestion is rotas for secondary school, but what about all our schools where social distancing is impossible and infection is rising? It's not true, it has never been true, that primary age children do not transmit or are in well-spaced classrooms. Primary reps are asking, how are they included? The union has successfully employed action short of strike action in the past. Why not look to that again? These are national issues, which require national action. We have won small victories in some schools, but what about the rest? We should be standing up to the government, not just to school leaders who often agree with us, but are as constrained as we are. We have a strong collective voice of educators, it's time we flex that muscle. Put all the options on the table, and ballot our members on both action short of strike action and strike action.